Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on how to approach end-time prophecy. As I said last week, this week we're going to begin to look at God's purposes. Now, one of the more significant mistakes the church has made on this matter of prophecy, including end-time prophecy, is to primarily apply it to the world. Prophecy is not exclusively made to be about the world, to about world events and nations and politics and leaders and history and so forth. Now, people try to figure out what nations are being to, you know, discussed in the book of Revelations and Daniel and Ezekiel and all those, but they miss the truth contained in the first four words in chapter 1, verse 1 of the book of Revelation. And here they are. The revelation of Jesus Christ. The book of Revelations is about Jesus Christ. The entire book, all 22 chapters, every verse, every word is about Jesus Christ and His revelation to man. But people try to figure out what nations are being talked about. They use their brain, the history books, all kind of computer programs and models, you name it. They even use all of these tools to come up with who is going to be the Antichrist. But, my friend, you know, I wonder why man cannot just rest in knowing the entire book of Revelations is about Jesus Christ. No need to try and come up with answers to questions that no one who really knows God is asking. The people, Christians included, are just so deceived in believing they have to know. But really, all they need to know is Jesus Christ. My friend, He is enough. He holds all of the answers. Paul writes in Colossians 2 and 3, in whom, talking about Jesus, are hid all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now, all means all, not some or a few, but all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. No need to use the world's ways to try to figure out these things in the Bible. Oh, no. Just come to know Jesus Christ in a deeper and fuller way. And He, Jesus, will open up the treasures of His Word to you. But alas, Christians like traveling to end-time prophecy conferences and listening to so-called prophets prophesying while making a lot of money from gullible people. In the next verse, Paul writes, "And this I say, let any man beguile you with enticing words," Colossians 2 and 4. Now the word beguile here is Strong's 3884, and it means to deceive, to take advantage of someone for personal gain through money or power or influence. Wow. Now, this was going on in Paul's day, so I guess there is nothing new under the sun. So much of end-time prophecy is made and applied to the world and not God's purposes. And why? Well, most Christians and some believers I know have to hold their Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other, waiting for their prophecy interpretation to come to pass. We need to see that this is a dead end and is a recipe for utter deception. Again, do not misunderstand me here. There is a certain value to paying attention to what is going on in the world and what is going on in politics. Many Christians and some believers I know reject any news, and especially in politics. But we are commanded to pray for our leaders because the laws that they pass, they affect us and they affect the lives of our children. So they are not insignificant. But we are in error if we think that it is through politics that the purposes of God are going to be brought to pass. We are in error if we think that it is the world that God is primarily working through. Oh no. You know, Jesus did die for all people in the world, but He did not die for the world. Now the earth and the world is not the same thing. The earth is that big blue planet that we live on, you know, in which in the Psalms 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." Yeah, Psalms 24:1. God said in Ezekiel 18:4, "Behold, all souls are mine." And Jesus died for all of those souls. But the world is not the earth. The world is a system. there's a way of doing things. It's a way of thinking that is anti-Christ. Now, that is not against Christ, but that is another Christ to God's ways of doing things. And you would ask me, well, Dave, then what is the world? Show me the world. Well, just turn on your TV. Open up your phone to all of this smut and ungodliness that you see on TV, your phone, all the social engineering on YouTube and TikTok and all those other social media things. You name it. All are of the world, and it is Antichrist, or it presents another Christ to follow and give your life to. We cannot love the world and God. Let me say that again. We cannot love the world and God. Oh, no, we can't. Many Christians try, but we must hate one and cling to the other. Jesus says, either you are for me or you are against me. The world and all who love it is lost and will end up in the lake of fire. 1 John 2:15 says, love not this world, nor the things in it. And God means it, my friend. So then, why the world? Well, God works in the world as a tool to accomplish His purposes in His body. And it is in His body to which Christ, that prophecy applies. It is there that we find the primary purpose of God, and thus the primary unfolding of that purpose as revealed in the prophecy, including end-time prophecy. My friend, if we do not see this, then we will not get too far in God. The bottom line here is all prophecy is understood only as it relates to God's purpose in Christ. Let me say that again. All prophecy is understood only as it relates to God's purpose in Christ. All involvement of nations and leaders and events are all unto that them itself and to their end. So when considering only issues from this age, it must first be understood in a spiritual level. Events that we see happening physically find their causes and their roots in the spiritual realm, but as prayer first applies to the spiritual realm. The answers we see are the outcome at what first takes place in the spiritual realm. This is a fact for both that which is of God and that which is of the enemy, have it be Satan or man. For example, there's always been evil in this age because humanity has the propensity and the ability for evil within them. But I strongly believe because of our waywardness from God and the way we're moving away from Him and our love for the world and for the things in the world, that we have crossed the line in this age. I believe that we are in a new territory of ungodliness and evil that we have never ever seen before. Evil was out in the open as never before, which makes it easier to infect other people, including children. The real goal of the enemy, have it be man or Satan. Yeah, that's right. Evil and perversion are not only being tolerated, and listen close, but evil and perversion is being celebrated to the degree that evil now has become the new normal. Again, just turn on your TV. Commercials, wow, that supports homosexuality and drag shows and social media and crime shows and video games that paint images of violence in the minds of children and wow, a new wickedness, a new level indeed. More next week on how we should approach end time prophecy, and I will be getting a lot deeper and I will be saying some really strong things, but that is what we need in our life today. We need to get serious. We need to wake up. We need to come out from among the world and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. If we do, then God promises that we will be His children and He will be our Father. That is our choice. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Hoping you have a tremendous week and hoping you tune in next week for more of Pebbles of Truth. God bless. Have a great day. Bye.